And welcome back once again. This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan, part six of the episode, Why the Series The Chosen is So Dangerous. I hope you will also tune into the previous five parts of this episode, as well as check out many of the other episodes of this podcast. I've been doing this podcast for over a year now, and all episodes have more than one part, so I hope you will be able to check those out, and you can do that on various podcast platforms. Just search Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan, and you should come up with all of the episodes there that you can listen to for free. You can also email the podcast, truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com. Be sure and share this podcast with your friends and family. Again, I'm continuing to share verses with you that talk about the importance of God's Word, how it's going to last forever, and the importance of not adding or taking away from it, which is what I believe that the series The Chosen does. And I talk about specific examples of how the series The Chosen definitely is not biblical, and how it goes against what God's Word says, and how it portrays a false Jesus in the first four parts of this episode. So I hope you will tune in for those. And on the last part, I started giving you some verses that are in the Bible. I started giving you some verses that remind us of the importance of God's Word and how the Bible doesn't need anything to complement it. It's complete on its own. So despite the fact that it's a series that is a Christian series, so to speak, the Bible doesn't need any help. The Holy Spirit speaks to us when we read God's Word. So this series is definitely one that we want to stay away from. So now, because I want to make sure I get all these verses in, I'm going to just jump right into it and continue giving you some verses. Again, we're going to be all over the Bible. However, I do believe on this part of the episode, let me see the verses I've got left, all the verses are going to be in the New Testament. So you can hang out in the New Testament section of the Bible as the verses that I'm going to give you, except for, that's not true. There's one that's in the Old Testament. So you'll have to flip to Isaiah for one of the verses, but otherwise we will be mostly in the New Testament. So again, as we continue talking about this, the last verse that I gave you talked about how in the end of days, especially that we are living in now, we are living in the end of days, that there will be false prophets and false Christs that come to try and lead those astray, even the very elect. And that's why I said I know that I've got many friends who are born-again Christians that watch the series, and they like the series, and they want to help promote the series. And to me, that's just deception on a whole nother different level. That when you really break it down and you really analyze it and look at it, look at the motives behind it, look at who's behind it and the influences behind it, there is no way that you can sit there and say that this is a Christian series and that the main goal of this is to share the gospel with others, because it's not. You can't share something with others and say that you're sharing the gospel when you're not sharing the true gospel, if that makes any sense. You can say that it's your gospel, but it's not the gospel of the Bible. It is not the Bible that you're sharing with others. Okay, so to continue with these verses, despite the fact that there are going to be false prophets and that there are going to be those that try and lead some astray, the Bible reminds us several times that God's Word will never fail. It will stand the test of time. And that is something that I think that there's no other book and no other document that can say that will be able to say that. God's Word is the only one that will stand forever. Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Despite people trying to change them, despite people trying to put their own narrative in there and say, well, this is what I believe that it says, heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will never pass away. That's Matthew 24:35. Earlier in the book of Matthew as well, here's a great reminder of the importance of the Bible. And this is why I say the Bible speaks for itself, and that above all else, whatever you are learning from the Bible, you are to get from the Bible itself. Because as we are reminded in Matthew 4:4, here's what it says, but he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And I understand that we're all busy. We've all got craziness going on in our lives, but we are to try and live by every word in God's word. We are to take every word captive and try and live our lives the way that God wants us to live. Again, are we going to do that? Of course not, because nobody's perfect. For all have fallen short of the glory of God, as Romans 3:23 tells us. So we have all fallen short. We will never be perfect, but that doesn't mean that we should stop to try and be more like Jesus and have faith. So that is why, what a great reminder that is, that we are, yes, we are not to live on bread alone, but we are to live by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And if you say, well, what is the mouth of God, or what is the will of God? The Bible is the will of God. The word of God and the will of God are exactly in line with each other. So that's the thing is when we say sometimes, well, I wonder what God says, or, well, Jesus didn't really say anything about this, or he didn't really say anything about that. That's why you have to let the Holy Spirit guide you and guide you to where the answer is in the Bible, because the answer to life, the answer to all of our problems is in the Bible. And there's a group that I love called the Statler Brothers, and they have a song, and I love this song, and it says that Jesus is the answer every time. And Jesus is the answer to all of our problems. The problem is, a lot of people don't know Jesus. And so when they get into these problems, they don't know how to get out of them, or they don't know who they can turn to, or they think there is no one to turn to. And that's not the case. Jesus is there waiting to hear from us. He wants to hear from us. Our Heavenly Father wants to hear from us. So if you're going through something right now, you are not alone. There is a place that you can turn to. You can turn to your Heavenly Father. And I know that right now in our family, we're kind of going through something a little bit crazy with one of our family members. And I know that it can get frustrating, and that it seems like that God is not listening. He is listening. And you just have to have faith. And he does everything on his time and for his glory. So I hope that's some encouragement for you today. And what a great reminder that is for us in Matthew 4, verse 4. So here's the one verse from the Old Testament, and this is one that my mom and I teach to kids in a Bible study group that we do. It's Isaiah 40, verse 8, and I'm sure some of the kids would know this one if I got them started. And it just, again, reminds us that God's word will stand forever. So why put your faith in something that's going to fade, or something that's going to fail in the end? God's word will never fail. Isaiah 40, verse 8, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. The Bible has stood up to the test of time. It has stood up to criticism. It has stood up to any problems that we have. There is no problem greater than our God. There is nothing that he cannot solve, or that he cannot give us the answer to. And the answer is in the Bible. Now, it may not be a definitive answer. Like I said, the problem that our family is having, there isn't really a definitive answer other than we just have to wait on God. And that's in the Bible. Wait on God, and that we know that all things work together for the good that of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. That is the answer. It may not be the answer that we want to hear, but we know that that's the answer. We have to have faith and know that God is going to work it all out in the end. You heard me say on the last part of this episode, especially for new Christians, the series The Chosen is very dangerous because it leads them down the wrong path. But I gave you a verse from Revelation, and I said that if you're a new Christian, Revelation is probably not the book that you want to start with. But the book that you do probably want to start with is Romans. Romans is a great book to read. And of course, I couldn't go an episode probably without getting a verse from Romans in the episode. And so here it is. It's Romans 12:2. And I know I did an earlier podcast episode where I talked about not looking like the world. We are to be in the world. We are not to be of the world. So we're not to let the world influence us. We are to let the Bible and God influence our lives. And it's not easy to do, because we're being bombarded with evil everywhere that you turn. There is something that is trying to lead us away from the throne of God. But we have to keep our minds focused. We have to keep our eyes set on Jesus. And what a great reminder this is in the book of Romans. Romans 12, verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And I love this, because I don't know of any other book, and I have not read the Quran, I have not read the Book of Mormon, I have not read the Watchtower or any of these other books of these religions. But I can almost guarantee you that there's not one of them, or there isn't one of them, that says, test my word and see if it's not true. But God tells us, test these things that you see against my word and see if it's not true. And if it doesn't line up with the Bible, then my friends, it's not true. It's not the will of God. And that is why this is one of the things that I think that we as Christians sometimes, I guess you could say, let our guard down. We don't test enough things. And because it on the surface, it may look, well, you know, this looks all right. This looks fine. But then when you start digging down deep into it, you realize, okay, this is not biblical. I know I did an episode on worship songs and how there are several songs written by three churches that many churches are singing these days. But if you look at the background of if you look at the songs on the surface, it looks like, well, that's theologically accurate, or, you know, that seems right. But then if you look at the reason why they write them and you look at the beliefs of these so-called churches, you realize, okay, this is not of God. This is not at all. So, again, it can pass somewhat of a, I guess you could call it a smell test. But then when you get down into the weeds and you look at who's influencing this, what's the reason for them doing this, what's all this about? If it's not based on Jesus and it's not based on the Bible, then my friends, it is not something that we need in our lives, period. That's it. Now, I want to be very clear. I'm not saying that you can't watch different things for entertainment and you can't go do this or you can't go do that because it's not of the Bible. I'm not saying that. What I'm trying to say is that we are to live our lives according to the Bible, and we're not to let anything else influence us as if it was the Bible, if that makes sense. And I either mentioned it just a few moments ago or on the last part of this episode that if you think that by watching the series you're not going to be influenced, then my friend, you are being deceived, because you are going to be influenced. Now, it depends on how much, but you will be influenced by watching this series. And if this series is not portraying the Jesus of the Bible, there are going to be different things. It could be small, it could be big, that when it comes down to it, you may say, well, I'm not sure about that because, you know, Dallas Jenkins, I think he's a Christian, and this is what Jesus did in the series, or this is what Jesus said. And you don't go double check that against God's word. You don't test it against the word to say, is this right, or is this the Jesus that, you know, that I know or that I serve? And again, when you do that with a lot of these things, like I said, even the one where Jesus was talking to Mary before the Sermon on the Mount, and he said, I hope I don't mess up. One, that's not even in the Bible, but if you test that theory against the Bible, it doesn't line up, because Jesus is fully God and fully man. He is perfect. He's God incarnate. So he cannot mess up. So that right there tells you that that is not biblical. That is not something that God wants us to have in our life. But again, it can skew your portrayal of Jesus by watching this series. It can skew what you think or who you think that Jesus is. And as much as they say we encourage people to read the Bible, people are so busy these days, I would love to see the numbers, and they won't share them because I think that they're not as high as, of course, they may claim that they are, of people who actually watch the series and then go and read the Bible and say, well, wait a minute, that's not what I just watched, or that's not in here, or they just say, well, you know, what's in the Bible speaks more to me than this series, so I don't want to watch this anymore. They don't ever tell you those numbers. They only tell you, oh, well, you know, this series has leads people to the Bible, and we encourage you to read the Bible, and people are doing this, and more people are reading the Bible. Of course they're going to say that. They're not going to say that it leads you away from Christ. Why would Satan do that? Why would he tell you what he's doing? That's not his style. That's not what he does. He is the author of lies and deception. He is going to deceive us until the end of days, or he's going to try to, and he's never going to tell us what we're doing. And that's one reason why, and I'm not trying to make a political statement. I'm not trying to get too political on this one, but that is why I've always said you always look at each side of the political spectrum, and they usually are accusing, usually it comes from the left, so from the Democratic Party, but they usually accuse others of what they are actually doing themselves. So when they were accusing, you know, Donald Trump of doing all these things, they in fact are doing these things. And that's what evil does. Evil never points the finger at themselves. They always point it at somebody else, because it takes that responsibility and that guilt off you, even though you are doing something that is wrong. So again, I wasn't trying to make a political statement there. I just wanted to use that as an example. We are not to be conformed to this world. We are to be transformed by the renewal of our mind, and we are to test the things that we see and that we believe against what God's word says, so that we can discern what the will of God is. Another verse that I want to share with you is 1 John 4:1. And again, this is talking about testing things in our lives against God's word. 1 John 4:1, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into this world. This is why it drives me nuts when companies say they're Christian companies, or that they, you know, that again, Dallas Jenkins, well, I'm a Christian and I'm going to create this Christian series. And you can't just take people's word for it. I know it's a lot of work. I know that I wish you could. I wish it was that easy. And you could just say, you know what, I trust this person and what they're saying is gold. And if they say that they're a Christian, then I believe them. And so whatever they're doing, they must be promoting Christ. That is not the case. We have got to analyze everything. And that's why I hope you'll do the same thing with what I'm doing. Don't sit here and say, I'm not trying to sit here and say I'm a prophet, but that's why I read straight from God's word. And I tell you, the Bible even says, test what you read and see if it is not true, so that you may determine the will of God. And God will never lead us down the wrong path. So if you pray and you ask for the Holy Spirit's guidance of, please guide me through what I'm reading and help me discern whether this is the will of God, you will never be steered wrong. And God's word will never be wrong. So I just want to make that clear. If you're struggling with this and you're saying, what I'm reading, I don't necessarily understand it. I'm not sure if this situation or what I'm doing here or how I respond to this or what I'm thinking is of God's word, read the Bible and then ask the Holy Spirit to show you the answer, to show you what the answer is. And I guarantee you it will always, 100%, 110%, it will always line up with the word of God. He does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word is the same. It will never change. Now, some people would say, well, can God change his mind? He has delayed judgment, and he knows everything that's going to happen from now until the end of the world. He knew it from the beginning what was going to happen. I don't want to get into a deep theological thing about God changing his mind, but his word does not change. It will not change. He does not write something and say, well, you know, after all this or after what you've done, I've changed my mind. That's not how this works. His word is true. His word is solid. We can take heart and believe in his word. So I've still got several verses that I want to share with you, and we are getting close once again to the 20-minute mark. So hopefully I should be able to wrap things up on the next part of this episode. I sure do appreciate you tuning in. Once again, let me go ahead and say a quick word for us, and I'll close this out for today. Lord, thank you once again for your word. It is so powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And I just pray that there would be many that are listening today that maybe have not read your word on a regular basis, that they would start to do that. I pray that maybe there are those that do, and they also watch the series The Chosen, or they've got some bad influences in their life. I just pray that they would turn to you and they would ask the Holy Spirit to guide them down the right path in their life. And I ask the same for me, that if there's influences in my life that I don't need or that I should stay away from, I pray that you would reveal those to me as well. And Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be able to do this podcast and for taking this podcast around the world. Your word will never return void. It is the inspired, we know that it is the inspired true word of God. And Lord, thank you so much for giving us a guide, guidance as to what we are to do in our lives, and for loving us more than we could ever think or imagine. And thank you for sending Jesus to be the sacrifice for our sins. It's in your name that I pray. Amen. Once again, I thank you so much for listening, and I hope it doesn't sound like I'm just trying to ramble on and make all these different points. I try and get in as much as I can in each episode, and just look at these verses. As I've said from the very beginning of this podcast, I am not a theologian. I don't have any ministerial training. I'm just trying to give you a layman's perspective of the Bible, and I'm just trying to speak to you from my heart. And that was the main reason for doing this episode, was not to try and call anybody out or make anybody feel guilty because you watched the series The Chosen. It's because I saw something and it was breaking my heart that there were so many that I know that are Christians that are promoting this series, that are watching this series, and they're trying to share this series with others. And it broke my heart, and I said, God, just give me the words to say, and help me to continue taking a stand against this series. And he has done that in a very powerful way. So again, if you change your mind after this, great. If I'm able to help kind of shed some light on things or remind you that God's word is the ultimate authority, no matter what any TV series says about Jesus, the Bible can speak for itself. If that's a reminder for you, if that's something that you needed to hear, then again, it has all been worth it. So again, I hope to wrap this up on the next part of this episode. I hope you will join me for that part of the episode. This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan, and this is Season 2, Episode 3, which is entitled Why the Series The Chosen is So Dangerous, and this is Part 6. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Travis Sullivan, and this is... Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Travis Sullivan. Remember, Jesus is King, Maranatha, and God bless until next time.